Hello, everyone. Big stretch. How is everyone doing? It's been so long. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what's been going on. What hasn't been going on? I think the last podcast I did was before the holidays. So a lot of what I was doing was trying to support local businesses, people I know, as gifts, which made me super happy, made my heart happy. I got to support a lot of awesome people and businesses over the holidays. But obviously the holidays always come with stress. And then, you know, politics. We won't even go there. I don't have the energy for it. I'm just going to keep on the politic level. I'm just going to keep doing what I do, believing what I believe, spreading just love and positivity and working on myself and writing my local officials and voting and doing my own personal diligence. But a big thing I did do since I've been off the podcast, I have gotten off of Facebook. Oh my Lanta! How elated I feel not being on Facebook anymore. I didn't realize how toxic it was to me personally. I'm a very sensitive soul. I have a lot of empathy. And I just feel like it was just killing my vibe. And that's just the truth. If you want to vibe higher, you want to stay positive, you got to do what's right for you. And that means cutting off anything that doesn't do you good, anything that's toxic in your life, whether that's a person, an activity, a social media platform, whether you know them or you don't know them, whether you're following a page and all of a sudden you realize your ideas don't follow what they're talking about. It's time for change and it's time to spring clean your life, not just your house and physical objects, but who you associate with, products, like just things that aren't doing any justice for you, because we've gone through so much shit collectively in 2020 that 2021 is not going to be like that. I declare it is not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that for me. It's not going to be like that for you. So take this year to take time for yourself and really assess your life, your goals, your values, where you want to go, where you're at, and what you need to improve. And from experience, I can just say that a big part of that for me personally was getting rid of things that just didn't resonate with me anymore in my life. And all in all, that was Facebook. So I'm still on Instagram. I'm still on TikTok, which is hysterical. But I love it. It's entertaining. It's positive. I follow positive accounts. Same on Instagram. I've cleared out Instagram brands, people, influencers who just don't align with me. And I've filled my feed with people who do align with me. So now I go on the internet and I see things that are educating me, that I resonate with, that give me ideas, that make me, you know, dive into my creativity and self-improvement. And it's really been helping my mindset. Obviously my anxiety, with swoops of depression for fun, are still there. They're still very present every day, you know, and if, you know, you're someone like me and you deal with this, every day is kind of, battling yourself, which is, it's a lot. It can be a lot. So take time to recharge and just do what's right for you. Don't let it feel wrong. But yeah, so these are just some steps that I've been doing since I've been gone to really get myself in the best state of mind I can be to move forward and accomplish goals. Yeah, so just checking in. I might just leave it at this. I'm not gonna lie. That might have been a good enough rant for me. I'm back in school, so I'm a little I got a lot on my plate this semester. I'm working and I cut myself off on that last part. I'm going to try and feed these two clips together. You may not notice a difference, but I'm saying it here in case it does sound, you know, whatever. I'm still working on learning how to use this technology, and I'm super appreciative because I have a lot of friends who support me and have gotten me all this new equipment. My boyfriend got me this super sick microphone. My other really good friend, he got me another microphone. I could even travel with them both. You know, I had a friend buy me travel mics at the beginning of all this. Someone else got me a ring light, just everyone's support, just letting me read their cards or just, you know, all the kind words being said. It's like, it keeps me going, keeps me so amped. And I can't wait to show up more and with all this cool new stuff. So yeah, I'm going to try and clip these together. I'm going to try and learn editing better. Not my skills, but yeah, so I'm going to end it here. Until next time, thank you so much for, you know, sticking around, listening, supporting me. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a good day. It's a weird world out there. Stay safe.